You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to kick things off with something super fun and interesting. And remember when I told you guys and gals a few weeks ago that some iPhone owners actually stray from texting Android owners because they don't want to deal with the green bubbles? Good news, the heavens have spoken. Next year, Apple says they're going to support something called RCS messaging. That's Android messaging. And a big software update. This means the end of the green bubble shame. Android owners, you can now get high-res photos and videos sent to you through iPhones and vice versa. There's just one little issue. RCS messaging isn't end-to-end encrypted, so you have to keep aware of all your security concerns. And on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing, right? And to those joining us for the first time, a warm welcome to you. We're just thrilled to have you aboard. And to our lawyer listeners, a huge welcome back. Darling, you look amazing. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, America's digital goddess. And it's the biggest show. It's the most trusted show. It's the biggest show about all things digital. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. And you can also find us as a podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K. Again, wherever you get your podcast, it's called Kim Commando Today. And a big hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members serving in 175 different countries and 200 ships at sea. I love that. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I need two things from you. Number one, the best way for me to grow our show and podcast is for you, that's right, I said you, for you to tell at least one person about the show and the podcast. And the other thing is that I want to get some feedback from you. I want to hear from you. So head over to commando.com. Let me know what you want to know more about, what you want to hear more of or less of, whatever it may be. And then just hit that link that says email Kim. All right, just for you, dear one, I check out at least 35 different websites every single day. And here are the top five things you need to know about tech that's happening right now. Now, I understand that we all want to drive over the speed limit. Well, the National Transportation Safety Board, they want to put an end to all of that. How? By putting what they're saying, intelligent speed assist technology. Let me tell you again, intelligent speed assist technology in your car. Here's how it works. It uses your car's GPS, matches it with a database of posted speed limits and onboard cameras to come up with the legal speed limit. From there, this tech could either warn you to slow down, buddy, or it's going to slow down your car all by itself. Wow. Limiting your car from going over a posted speed limit. So tech is definitely watching you. Now, in Europe, it's already in all new vehicles. The NTSB has asked the big 17 automakers, BMW, Ford, GM, the rest, to pop new vehicles in with these features. And I can hear you right now. Yeah, me too. I'm keeping my 1964 and a half Mustang forever. Oh, number two was disappointing to me. The food industry is not your friend, especially when it feeds you propaganda and lies on social media. The FTC sent out more warnings this past week to social media influencers. This time, they're working for both Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Yeah, these influencers, they don't have the knowledge or credentials to hand out health advice. They were promoting artificial sweeteners and sugary foods to their 6 million followers on Instagram and TikTok. But they never mention that they're being paid to do so, and that's the problem. People who positively react to a pitch to buy something will often have a totally different reaction if they know that the person recommending the product is being paid to do so. So if you're on social media, always ask a few questions. Who is this person? What are their credentials? Why are they recommending this product? You got to be smart, folks. Number three, this is a crazy story, really. If you're in a family that you're having trouble conceiving, I don't recommend this. Okay, now let me go back. Going to the sperm bank is expensive. A vial of the magic juice can cost you $1,000. And if that donation doesn't work out, you have to go back and then you spend another grand. So things start adding up. So some families are heading over to Facebook and special groups because they're getting the sperm for free. Yeah. There are loads and loads of Facebook groups out there where sperm donors and ladies are linking up. Here's an ad for a donation that I saw myself. Hello, I'm Joe Schmo. I'm 34, 6'2" tall, brown hair and blue eyes. I'm open to any method that you're comfortable with. I'll answer any questions that you have. I have a high, healthy sperm count. I have two daughters of my own and 70 donor children. Okay. I like this. Any method you are comfortable with. All right. Most of the time, the guys are going to live in the air, drive over and, do the donation. Moms have at-home artificial insemination kits. Okay. There are just so many wrong things here. And we've got to move on. Number four, selfie-related deaths are now a public health risk. What's going on? A recent study took a look at selfie accidents from around the world. Believe it or not, nearly 400 people worldwide lost their lives while taking selfies between 2008 and 2021. What a waste. The study took a look at who's most at risk of dying from taking a selfie. The average age is 22. They're female and probably a tourist. The most dangerous spot to take a selfie is also the most unsurprising large heights. Okay, so let's get away from the dangerous photo ops, okay, folks? And finally this, this is totally a facepalm to me too, like the whole thing about the Facebook groups. There's a TikTok profile that is going crazy. It's 70 videos so far of computer-generated AI Jesuses talking to you. They tell you to stop scrolling to watch a video. Now, I know that if you're listening, you can't see this, but just imagine that an image of Jesus on a TikTok video is talking to you, and here's what it sounds like.
If you skip this video, it's because this person is not part of your life. This person is here in my house. If it were up to me, I would never let them leave. But they told me that they need to go. So I pointed the way to your house, as I know that you will receive them with all the love in the world. His name is Jesus Christ. Now say very quietly, come in.
Okay, and it goes on and on and on. And it promises you some type of surprise. Like, if you share this video, you will get good news soon. If you comment, amen. Good things are going to be happening to you. Now, the person behind this TikTok profile isn't spreading light. They're making money. Okay? Creators earn money per views. Now, the clip I just played for you, the guy probably made on TikTok, I don't know, $1,000. So these people are just today's version of carnival barkers and those fake tent revival ministers. Just shameless.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
If you've ever faced a medical problem that just seemed like it had no solution, Gary LaRocque totally knows how you feel. After a five-year wait on an organ donation list for a kidney, he was starting to lose hope. And that's when he and his family decided to try something new, something different. A Facebook post. His daughter needed a photo of Gary on her social media, him in a shirt that says, organ donor needed. Well, this is really crazy. That Facebook post caught the eye of Cecilia Hendy, a homeschool mom of five. Something about Gary's message, she said, just resonated with her. So it's not every single day that you hear about someone donating a kidney to a total stranger. So here to talk to us about it is Gary and Cecilia. Wow, what a story. Amazing.
Thanks for having us.
It's a crazy story, that's for sure.
So Gary, what happened that led you up to this point where you actually needed to have a kidney donated?
Well, I believe it was high blood pressure and diabetes that, ruined my kidney.
And Cecilia, you were just like scrolling on Facebook and you ran across this?
I was. The power of social media. I was one quiet morning just scrolling on Facebook, and the black and white sweatshirt that said kidney donor needed just caught my attention immediately. And I thought, why not? Like, I think I'm free to do this.
But that's a really big step to donate a kidney to a total stranger.
It is. And honestly, as soon as I saw the picture, I just felt it in my whole soul that I was supposed to do this. And I knew it was going to be me, some divine intervention. And I didn't tell anybody. I went and got tested, and I was a match.
Wow. And so Gary, how did you find out that all this was going on?
Well, my transplant coordinator called and said that, what did you do? She got more than just Cecilia's call. She got some other calls as well. And she wanted to know what I did to get all this, all this interest. And then I knew somebody was testing, but we didn't know who it was. And then later on, she has a crazy story about meeting my daughter in a parking lot.
Oh, well, let's go there next. Tell us about that.
Okay, so maybe 3 days after I found out I was a match, I hadn't reached out to the family yet. I knew them through mutual friends on Facebook, and I hadn't seen his daughter in about 10 years. And I was just driving through a Target parking lot, and she was right in front of my car. So I was able to pull over,
oh gosh,
run out, tell her the good news. So we had a moment in the Target parking lot where we just hugged and cried.
Wow. Wow. And then Gary, how did you find out all this was going on?
Well, my daughter, she told us that, she says, Mom, Dad, can you get Mom and both get on the phone? And I thought, oh, man, she got in an accident or something. She sounded like she was crying. And sure enough, she brought up Cecilia's name and told us all about the story. And it was just crazy. She says, I'm in. I'm all in. And still brings tears to her eyes.
Well, you know what, Gary? If it didn't, I'd be worried about you, right? Okay. I mean, this is a totally 100% life-changing moment that just happened.
I mean, totally.
Well, what was life like before the transplant as compared to now?
Well, no freedom at all. Hooked to a hose. Every night I had to hook up to dialysis, 8 hours. And now I'm free. I'm just totally free to do anything I want to do.
Wow.
Feeling great. Just awesome.
And that must just incredibly warm your heart, Cecilia, right?
Absolutely. So many miracles that led up to the surgery, just we were on the right path. We live miles from each other, which was another miracle. And now that we're on the other side of surgery, I get to see Gary sitting in his hot tub drinking coffee in the morning or out in their new RV, camping overnight because he's not hooked to equipment. And it just brings so much joy to my life. And I get to teach my kids that we can do big things.
And I was going to ask you about the takeaway, is that anything is possible, and to help each other and mankind. I mean, we live in a time where every news story is just negative, negative, negative. And people are angry and mean, and especially on social media, sometimes people get anonymous and they get, I don't know, these alter egos, but it's really wonderful to hear a nice story, a good story.
She actually saved my life twice in my eyes. We were supposed to have this surgery back in April. And during the testing, they found out I had heart problems. So I wound up getting a triple bypass.
Wow.
And she hung around and waited until I was in shape to get the kidney, which is just blows my mind. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, organ donation is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I was 14 years old when I had a cornea transplant. And I had gotten, it's one of those things like when you're running in the playground, your mother says, be careful, you're going to get poked in the eye. You're like, no, I'll be fine. I got poked in the eye, right? And the transplant lasted a really long time. And then this past May, I got another cornea transplant to replace the original one. And it, I can tell you, it's been life-changing for me. I went from 2,400 in my right eye to now it's at 2,100. I've got to get the stitches out, and we're hoping to get down to 2,050. And so I encourage anybody who's listening, you know, check that box, you know, on your driver's license to be an organ donor, to donate your organs, because, you know, you don't need them anymore, okay? You don't. It just...
If you can't donate an organ, I mean, donate blood or share someone else's social media post. You never know where it's going to lead.
Well, I suspect that you guys are going to be joined at the proverbial hip for many, many years.
Yep.
Yep, for sure.
Well, thank you for sharing your inspirational story with us, and God bless you, both of you. You know, and just this morning, I heard about something just like this that happened on TikTok. A few months ago, a gal got on there and she said in a man's voice, "You have what I want." And then a couple of months later, guess what? She got a donated kidney from somebody she didn't even know who just happened to watch that video. So, wow, definitely a strat that seems to be working. Hey, have you ever wondered how your home looked before you bought it? That's where you want to get on Google Maps, because you can kind of like do this whole time travel trick. Go wherever your first home was located. Just type that address in. And then pay close attention and find the upper left-hand portion of any street view image. And then click on the clock. Oh my gosh, so fun. You can just move the slider left and right. You can see what it looked like over time. Again, that's like a time travel trick inside Google Street View.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
There's a new problem parents are facing everywhere. It's a question that I just seem to be getting more and more. When is it the right time to hand that first smartphone over to the kiddos? Okay, there isn't some magical age. I mean, it really depends on the maturity level of your kid, but I suggest waiting until around, I don't know, middle school, 9 years old. And you don't ever just want to hand a phone over. You want to put on parental controls, so this way you can see everything that the child does and sees on the phone. And then, of course, you want to have the smartphone stranger danger talk. I mean, to help out, I've got a free tech contract. I cover all the most important points, whether it's sharing passwords, taking the phone out at dinner time, sexting. Yeah, that happens in middle school. You need to have that chat. So make your kids read and agree. It's absolutely free. And I want you to share it with anybody you want, by the way. Commando.com/contract. That's commando.com/contract. All right, back to the phones we go with Patty in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, my father is 95. He is moving in with me. We are buying for him the Lifeline so that when we are away, if something should happen, Lifeline will take care of him and get the phone calls out.
That's good.
But while we're here and I'm in the basement or I'm out in the garden or whatever, I need a way for him to be able to talk to me. I don't even care if he talks to me. I just need him to buzz me and say, "I need you."
Okay.
You know, so even if I just get a buzz, it doesn't matter. I just don't want him to get it confused with the Lifeline, because I don't want him punching the Lifeline button every 2 minutes, you know, trying to call me. So that's what I'm looking for.
Well, what I would do is I would buy some inexpensive Echo Dots. They're around $30. I put them strategically throughout the house, like you said, in the basement, in the garage, wherever it may be. And put the Alexa app on your phone. So when your dad says, "Alexa, call Patty," that all the Echo devices will actually, they'll actually become like an intercom system, or you can have it just transmit into certain places. But this way he doesn't have to touch anything. He just has to say that.
Okay. So he has to learn to say, "Alexa, call Patty." And that would, the call is
It would be,
you know, I know Alexa has certain words that you have to use.
But. Well, no, it would, and that's what he'd say. And you could actually program it to say something else if you wanted to, or, you know,
oh, I see. Okay.
But you say, Alexa, call Patty, and all the Amazon Echoes that are operating like that old school intercom system would come alive, and you'd hear your dad say, you know, you'd hear your dad say that, and then you're like, okay, I need to go check on him.
Okay.
Now, all these Echo Dots, they have to be on the same network, the same Wi-Fi network. They have to be registered to the same Amazon account. You're going to set up voice calling and messaging. There's also something called drop-in. And what that means is you will like this, because let's say you're in the basement and you're like, gosh, I haven't heard from Dad for like an hour, right? So you can say, drop in, Alexa, drop in on Dad. And then his speaker would make a noise, and you can say, hey, Dad, how are you? And then he can talk to you.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I could do that. Okay.
So it's a, you know, you don't need a lot of these depending upon, you know, how many rooms.
Yeah, right.
But they're like $30 each, and it's really simple to set up. What I'll do is I will, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you some information about this, okay?
But
I'm really glad that you're, because some people call me, Patty, and they're saying like, oh, I want something to replace the Lifeline. This is not going to replace the Lifeline. That's why I'm really glad that you're getting that. But it will augment communication and give you peace of mind.
Right. Yeah.
And like you said, he doesn't have to touch anything. He doesn't have to touch a button. He just has to say those words, and then all of a sudden, you'll be there with your dad. And you know what? Let me tell you, from caregiver to caregiver, I've been there. It's a tough nut. Non-tech related, just make sure that you always take time for you. I didn't take enough time for me until after I realized, oh my gosh, I really needed to not be on duty 24/7. So just go for a walk every once in a while and get out of the house. And, you know, you can, because you have the Alexa app on your phone, is that it'll also alert you on your phone as well. So if you are a block away, you can still get home to Dad. And you're a great daughter. If nobody told you lately, Patty, you are a great daughter. All right, look around the house, and I'm sure there are things that you never realized that actually have a shelf life and a best buy date. So let's go through this real quick. Old phones sitting in a drawer. Yeah, they can actually start a fire. Of course, we all know about Samsung phones, but it's not just a Samsung. Any gadget with a lithium-ion battery is susceptible to damage over time. So if you have a phone with a swollen battery, you need to get rid of it. Okay, that's it. Just bottom line. Outdated routers that let hackers in. Okay, the latest security standard is WPA3, and that was released back in 2018. If your router is not WPA3 compatible, you need to get rid of it and get a new one. What if you have a device that has no more updates? Yeah, that needs to go too. What about something on a recall list? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Now, what you may not know is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, they have an email list, and so you might want to get on that. Also, any old power strips that are showing wear and tear. And there are even more things on this list you can check out by going to commando.com and hitting that show picks link button.
Hey, Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.
All right, who's up next? How about Chris in Portland, Washington?
Well, I've got, you know, a home and a home office that's kind of separated from the home, and a couple different Wi-Fi routers. And of course, as I walk around from office to home, my phone doesn't know which one to use and usually picks the wrong one. So I'm looking at mesh, you know, like a mesh system, a mesh Wi-Fi system. And I guess I'm just lazy. I don't want to look up and all the details and figure out what I need.
How big's the house?
I'm talking to Kim Commando.
I'm glad you are, Chris. What size house? Yeah, what size house you have?
It's around 3,000 square feet. It's two stories.
Okay.
And my office is about 50 feet away on the far side of a garage from that.
Is it metal, wood, Concrete.
It's wood frame.
Wood frame.
It's
okay.
Wood frame.
All right. Because I'm always afraid when we start talking about networking, if somebody says, I built this beautiful steel and glass modern house. You know, I'm like, yeah, I did too. I have crappy Wi-Fi all throughout the whole thing until I did drops. And that's what we needed to do to get it through the beautiful modern steel window house.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Anything else that you're looking for with it?
Yeah, there are a couple things. You know, I want to be able to set up separate networks for my devices and for guests and for my main people that are in the house. And then also I want some control, I guess, by MAC address, as far as when a device can have access to the internet.
Yeah, you can do that. And, you know, what's nice now is that with Mesh is that you have an app on your phone. You know, whereas before you'd have to go to the browser, you're typing like 197.28. You're like, and all it said was admin, or it said admin and password. You're like, oh, this looks scary to me. it's like, where am I? We're not in Kansas anymore. But now with the advent of mesh networking and an app, do you know how mesh works?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. So for everybody who doesn't know, is that whereas before you'd have Wi-Fi and then you'd have to put in a repeater and then you'd have to put in another repeater, another repeater, and then you'd sit there with a heat map and go, okay, it's nothing over here, but repeater it. But with a mesh network, anything that's on the network becomes a repeater. So your phone becomes a repeater. Your TV becomes a repeater. But it doesn't mean that you still only need one little box. With your size house, anything over 2,500 feet, you're going to need at least a three-pack. And and so you get you buy a three pack. I'm going to send you a link to the one that I want you to look at, because you said you don't want to do the research, so I did it for you. Okay.
Okay.
So you know, TP-Link, they make a really good one, whole home mesh system. It's a three pack. Eero is also pretty darn good, and it has the new 6 gigahertz band. So that's really a great option to have as well. It supports up to 200 devices. That's a lot of devices. So, Chris, hang on the line, and we're going to send you a link over to this TP-Link that you can find on Amazon.com. Of course, like everything else, is on Amazon. And again, thanks for your call today, Chris. Oh, we have time to squeeze in just one more call. Rose in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi there, Rose.
So I am looking for an app that will help me organize for an estate sale. There's a lot of items in the home. Some items are going to, you know, friends and family, and there's a few museums involved. And after all of that gets distributed, I want to be able to list everything that we have for an estate sale, and then possibly an auction even. And so I've been trying to find something, and I just can't seem to find anything that meets all of my needs.
How many items are we talking about, Rose?
Oh, thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
Mostly figurines, artwork, quirky things, lots of antiques, lots of jewelry, all kinds of things.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a big job.
It's a big job. I know. I have enlisted help. But I would like to have, you know, a photo of the item, maybe, you know, list the name of the item or the artist.
I see. Well, you want to put all the details in there, an estimated value, you know, things along that nature. I'm going to tell you about a few, and then I'm going to let you decide which one, after you look at it, which one you feel is the best one.
Okay.
Because you have so much stuff, right? It's not like we're just going to put it inside of a Google Doc or spreadsheet or anything like that in order to get it done.
And then to add photos to it would be difficult too, I thought.
Well, yeah, and you need to, then you may have an appraisal that you want to attach to it, you know.
Oh, sure.
And so it goes on and on. I mean, I am the executor of my mother's estate. We don't have anything nearby, thousands and thousands, and I'm so glad that she didn't, because it's overwhelming. You know,
it is.
It's
daunting.
Yeah. But I don't have thousands. So my heart goes out to you. Okay.
Thank you.
So the big dog out here is a product called Sortly, S-O-R-T-L-Y.
Okay.
You can do photos and tags. You can categorize things. And it's was made first for residential use, but it has kind of gotten into business. But with you having thousands, you fall into that. You're not looking at a home inventory program here.
No.
We actually use Sortly for all of the millions of dollars of studio equipment that we have here.
Oh, okay.
So, and the, you know, the folks that continually keep this updated, you know, we do have to pay a monthly fee, but, you know, it's worth it because of everything that it allows you to do. Another one is called Asset Panda. And then the third one is called Home Manage. But I would first start with Sortly.
Okay.
And then look at Asset Panda and then Home. Then I think it's not. Yeah. Home Manage is what it's called.
Home Manage.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's another one, but it's called Zoho, but I don't think that's going to be it. I think you're really going to find that if you use Sortly, that might be it. It also allows you to tie into eBay so you can see if there's what the current rate is on some of this stuff.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah,
can you also go onto your desktop and use it that way too and maybe print out a spreadsheet?
Oh,
of everything?
Totally. Yeah. It's in an app.
Okay.
You can use it on, you know, you can print it out, you can export things, you can have different levels of users.
So
if you're the admin, you want to be able to see every single thing, but maybe you don't want somebody coming in to just, you know, to see, they only need to see a certain section.
Sure.
So we're only going to have that category accessible to that particular person.
Great.
So it's a daunting task. It is.
Right.
I mean, wow.
Absolutely.
But if you have any Van Goghs, let me know.
Okay, I will.
I'll buy them for cheap.
Sounds great.
Rose,
thank you so much.
If all these don't work out for you, just give me a call back, email me back, and then we'll see what else we can find. But I think you might like that, Sortly. And again, thank you for your call. All right, let's talk about spyware. This is malicious software that works quietly in the background. It tracks every single thing that you do. All your account numbers that you type in, your usernames, your passwords, your searches, what you look at, what you do. And these are sneaky downloads, but they do leave some digital clues if you know where to look. And now, even though it doesn't have an icon for it on the desktop, you can still find out if it's running on your PC or Mac. So let's start on your PC. On your Windows PC, open the Task Manager. On your Mac, the same thing. It's called Activity Monitor. Okay, so here you're going to see all these different apps and background processes that are running. So you kind of scan through the list. Now, if you see a name that you don't recognize, just search for that name specifically online and see what turns up. But let's say that you find spyware on that list. You need to remove it. And that means you need to back up your system, really format the drive, reinstall everything. Yeah, these are not exactly fun times at all. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me. And don't forget, you can always find me 24/7 at commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.